aquaculture, fish farming, can be hard on the environment. So a businessman in New England has put together an operation that's cleaner and more sustainable than most. Susanna Lee of member station WFCR reports.
He's been called a vintner of fine fish, an aquaculture guru. For over a decade, Josh Goleman has been on a mission to raise an environmentally sustainable fish on a commercial scale and make a profit. Today, he's at the helm of the largest indoor fish farm in the United States, located in landlocked western Massachusetts.
Well, the first thing you notice is you get the smell of the ocean as you walk out here. These are our holding tanks named after Hobart, the island in Australia, where the fish are staged prior to being harvested.
Goldman looked all over the world to find the right fish, and in the waters of Australia, he found barramundi. Aussies know and love it, but this is its first U.S. appearance. The holding tanks Goldman stands in front of royal with thousands of live, plate-sized barramundi, ready to ship to retailers and restaurants. Josh Goldman is president of U.S. operations at Australis Aquaculture, an Australian-owned company.
Welcome to Brisbane. This Brisbane tank holds about 11,000 gallons of water, and there's approximately 30,000 fish in there. So think Fenway Stadium at capacity at a Red Sox game, and that's the number of fish that's in each tank in the building.
Construction underway at Australis will almost double production to about 40,000 pounds of fish per week. Many chefs and restaurateurs are taking notice, comparing the buttery whitefish to the coveted and overfished Chilean sea bass. But taste wasn't the only thing that attracted Goldman to the barramundi. He needed a fish whose overall performance was so good it would offset energy costs of the indoor system. Those costs are higher than those of pond or coastal farming.
We were looking for a species that at a production level had a lot of favorable attributes. We could reproduce it on a year-round basis. It would make use of feed far more efficiently than existing species.
Barramundi don't need to eat as many little fish as other farmed marine fish in order to grow. So these barramundi are virtually free of contaminants like mercury or PCBs. And they're high in omega-3 fatty acids. No hormones, no antibiotics are used. And 99% of the water is cycled back into the closed system. But will U.S. consumers try a new fish? The venture recently gained a key ally at the Food Channel.
This is Iron Chef America.
Today's secret ingredient is
barramundi! Sustainably grown seafood is steadily moving from a niche concept to the mainstream. That's according to Howard Johnson, a seafood industry analyst. He points to recent decisions by some giant retailers like Walmart to purchase only fish certified as sustainably grown.
And they do that, I think, for a couple of reasons. One is there's clearly a consumer interest growing in sustainability, but also it's in their best interest to make sure that they're sourcing seafood that is going to be available in the into the future.
Australis Aquaculture probably won't be producing quantities to satisfy Walmart in the near future, but large retailers throughout the Northeast are stocking barramundi. Australis hopes the trend will continue west. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Lee.